Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
In middle school, I ate Pop-Tarts for breakfast every single day.
Get more bizarre every day.
No.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Before I get to the NFL and why I'm going to convince you to watch this weekend, I need to tell you of a milestone that was hit by a coach yesterday. Whoa. In an upset fashion.
Whoa.
Wilbur, Nebraska's own, Dana Altman.
Man.
Former Creighton coach.
Yeah.
A one-day Arkansas coach, you know, the longtime Oregon coach now.
Mm-hmm.
His Ducks of Oregon upset third-ranked UCLA in overtime to notch his 700th career win.
Congratulations.
To Dana Altman.
Yes, congratulations to Dana. That's a great win.
Yeah, how about that? To get 700, to have a big win on the road against number 3 in overtime. That's pretty big.
Went into Pauley Pavilion.
Went to Pauley.
Went into Westwood. Talk about a gorgeous place.
Did you ever think that he would coach Nebraska?
Yeah, I did.
When did you think that?
Well, when they were, I mean, during the... When Miles was fading.
Oh, you thought before Fred?
Yeah, I thought there was a chance.
This past period?
Yeah. When Bill Moose was the AD, yeah, he's very familiar with Dana. I thought there was a chance.
Think there's ever a chance again?
Nope.
That was the chance?
Well, I mean, you have to look at his age right away to do that.
Got a guess?
Yeah, Dana is probably 65.
63. Turned 64 in June.
Okay. Yeah. Time's wearing thin a little bit for that to happen. But yeah, I always thought there was a chance that that could happen. He's a Wilbur native, obviously, as you said. His brother's down there still. I would love to see Dana. Oh, man. Come on.
I mean, there's still time there. how old is Jim Larranaga? He's still coaching Miami. He's in his 70s.
I think it's Larranaga.
They're in Yeager, with the tilt there. Yeah. They beat Duke the other day.
Is that right?
Number 2 Duke.
Sure,
so he's still got.
Down there? You sure he's still down there? Get your Google going. I'm not sure he's down there still. Check that out.
Let's see. Yeah. He is the head coach of Miami still. So thank you very much.
Okay.
I was right.
Yeah, you were.
At age 72.
At age 72, and he's
still kicking.
Yep. Anyway, major congratulations. What else are you trying to? Congratulations to Sean Watson.
Yeah. Sean Watson, former Nebraska offensive coordinator. Where's he going?
He is
now
the new offensive coordinator at Wofford.
Which you told me was Wofford for a second. I said, I'm pretty sure it's Wofford. There's two F's, not two O's. There are two O's. They're separated, though.
Yeah, I legitimately thought it was Wofford.
It's Wofford.
It's not, Wofford. So he's the new OC there. He had been at Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
So picking up, we're just trying to tie up some loose ends.
Yeah, we're tying up loose ends today on a Friday. It's the end of the week. You got to tie up all the loose ends you could do.
Right.
Okay. All right. This is my job for the next 3 minutes, is to convince you to watch the NFL this weekend.
Okay. Some time.
This is one of the best weekends that exists of the NFL season. Now, Mike Schaefer would tell you, he'll tell us in future weeks, that his favorite weekend of the year, the NFL, is Conference Championship Sunday. I say no way. There's only two games being played. Those are important games, but there's only two. And that's a pretty common thought, is that that's the best. I say no way. This weekend has a lot to offer. I'm going to ask you to gauge your – I'm going to give you a 1 to 10 scale, and you tell me honestly – where you stand in interest of these games, okay? And I'm going to convince you why to change it if it's low. Ready?
Yeah, what time?
Okay, let's start with tomorrow's game. The first game of the playoffs is tomorrow.
At what time?
At 3:30 p.m. Central Time on NBC.
Okay.
It is our boy, Zach Taylor, and Cincinnati, the Bengals, are hosting the Las Vegas Raiders.
Interest high. 7. Won't watch it because I'll be working.
Can't you watch it while you're working?
Hard to do. My attention span.
It's Zach Taylor.
I have ADD.
You love Zach Taylor.
What?
You love Zach
Yeah,
Taylor.
Yeah, I do.
He asked you if you're okay after you were sick eating a Dodger dog one time in Bricktown.
Pulled me aside away from the people.
Okay?
Hey, Sip. You okay? I was sweating profusely.
How'd you respond to that again? No.
Not really.
Thanks for asking.
I would love to watch it. I wonder if I will be able to. If I'm done with my inordinate amount of work in time, I will try to watch it. Maybe this will spur me to get up super early in the morning and get to writing. Possible. You know what? I'm going to try to watch that.
You should.
Yeah.
See?
Okay, give me another game.
Next game. There's two games tomorrow. That's that one.
3:30.
That's Vegas at the Bengals.
Okay.
And then you have the night game. It's the Patriots at the Bills. AFC East clash here.
That's a lot of red, white, and blue. That's
CBS,
a lot of red, white, and blue.
CBS, 7:15 tomorrow night. You're done working at 7:15, right?
Yeah. That's very possible that I'll watch that.
That's all red, white, and blue. Both teams are red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that's very possible. All right.
It's a patriotic battle here.
You're doing pretty good.
Okay. That's a pretty good. Saturday's a good slate. Tomorrow is there's only two games, but it's a good slate for the NFL.
Bengals favored to win that game by plenty.
I don't know. No one's a plenty favorite
in the
here.
Playoffs.
Well, the Bengals have not won they've lost seven straight first round games.
Yeah, Marvin got them in.
They haven't won a playoff game since the early 90s, right?
Marvin got them into the playoffs. He just never won, right? Marvin Lewis?
Bengals are a 5.5-point favorite tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so then Sunday, three games. Starts off at noon on Fox. The Eagles of Philadelphia at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, the head coach, versus Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, and everybody in Tampa. Interest level?
5.
And you said 7 for Vegas game. What was the Bills game?
7.5.
Okay.
5.
This is a 5?
Yeah.
This should be a game that the Bucs win, but they have a lot of injuries, though. I know they got some guys back, like Levante David's back from injury, but they have no Chris Godwin's still out. They got a bunch of guys in offense who are out. So there could be an upset in the making because the Bucs have not played great football the last 5 weeks, and they've been winning still, but they are beatable. They almost lost to the Jets the last week of the season. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks ago. Okay, next. Now, this might be the best game of the entire first round. 49ers at Dallas. Iconic matchup for the NFL is in terms of history in the playoffs. Your era when you watch football is a big game.
Yeah, interest level in the Cowboys is high because Gifford's playing for him, and obviously Randy Gregory. I'd say high. I'd say 8.
Okay, that's 3:30 on CBS on Sunday.
Yeah, I got to get done. That's the key, is just getting done. I mean, I write. I'm writing for Sunday, and I'm writing for Monday. So it's not – nothing's a given, I'm on the clock. Bro,
you can watch the games on the clock.
It's hard. I think if you type for a living, you can do that.
I could type.
Write for a living, there's a big difference between typing and writing.
But aren't you typing while you're writing?
Yeah, but you got to think about what you're writing. You don't have to think about what you're typing. If you're just typing, writing a column and writing a news story.
How do you do this? Please tell us how this works.
You got to concentrate.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't want to, I can't, it's hard for me to go, and some of this is just the way my brain works. You know me well enough. I don't shift from one thing back to the other very cleanly, right? Mm-hmm. I have to stay in one thing and then go to the next thing. I'm not very suited for this world because of the ADD. I mean, I have to stay focused on one thing. Like I notice my colleagues, they can do like 4 things at once. I have a hard time doing that. I have to say, shift it into one thing. I need quiet. That's why I can't write with a lot of people around, why I have a hard time doing it. I have to do it sometimes. but I just prefer dead silence. Okay.
Right.
So a TV on next to me with a game on and trying to write. No, it's hard to do. Hard to do.
Okay.
Jake.
Two more games. This game should be a rout because it was in the season. The Chiefs are hosting the Steelers, which is probably Big Ben's last game.
Oh, man. That's huge.
I mean, the
That's
Chiefs
huge.
Absolutely killed those guys like 3 weeks ago.
They killed them.
They killed them. They smoked them. They blew them out.
Killed? Hey, I'm interested in that game.
Should be.
Well, I'm generally more interested in the AFC for some reason. Why is that?
Zach Taylor.
Well, and the Raiders.
They're playing each other.
Yeah. But I just say as a rule, I'm more interested in the AFC year to year.
Because you're Raiders fan.
Right.
And so am I. I'm a Dolphins fan.
Like the Steelers Chiefs is interesting to me, and partially because it's AFC. More interested in the AFC.
Okay.
Always have been.
There is a Monday game. They have Monday
How
game.
Is that?
This is weird. I didn't know this is happening. But Cardinals at Rams, 7:15 on ESPN and ABC on Monday.
Rams are in.
The Rams had a bad loss to the Niners to end the season. They were up by 17 and blew it. The Cardinals lost to the Seahawks their final game.
You start talking about stadiums. That's in L.A.?
It's in L.A.
Yeah, look at that stadium. Access to concessions and flow. I bet that's not a problem in that place.
Yeah.
Look at that place. I mean, you almost feel guilty when you're in a place like that. Like if you drop a peanut. Like, should I clean that up?
Dropped an S-bomb.
Oh, should I clean that up? That's the way it felt at the Foster Farms Bowl at that stadium where the Niners play. It was so clean. Like it was, like the pavement was really clean. I mean, I've seen carpets in people's houses that were dirtier than the pavement.
Well, they did a good job cleaning up for the game then.
No, they did. It's just because it's not that.
You don't know. Maybe it was clean. Maybe they cleaned it up.
It's just because of the relative newness. It's just an incredible. That Niners stadium is incredible. It's incredible. It's Jerry's World Outdoors.
I'd like to go to it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's your wrap up of the game. So I hope I've convinced you to watch something.
Well, I'm glad.
Cowboys, Niners for sure, and you watch Bills, Patriots.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try to get done in time for Zach's game
at 3:30.
Yeah, yep. Tomorrow.
Okay, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Shut up, Sipple. You are 2-2 on the week. Today is a film Friday. TV characters, what actors or actresses play these characters in these shows? These well-known, famous shows and characters. Should be very gettable today for everybody.
Oh, sure.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call to take down Sip and Trivia. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe, who's provided us great coffee this morning.
Oh, thank you, Bagels and Joe.
Thank you for the lift.
Yeah, I hope Bagels and Joe understand the importance of that coffee that we have here.
It is important.
It's important to Jake, too, which is interesting.
It perks me up. It's tasty. It perks me up.
Yeah, it's necessary. Cody.
Cody, how do you feel about TV characters?
Fairly confident.
All right, Cody. I'm not fairly confident, so you probably have an edge. Thanks for calling.
All right, Cody. Best of luck. Here's your first question. What actor played the role of Don Draper in Mad Men?
John Hamm.
Wow. Okay, John Hamm. That is correct. Would you have had that one, Sip?
Nope.
Do you know who John Hamm is?
Yes, I know who John Hamm is. I just don't think I would have come up with a name.
All right, you're down 1-0. Sip, here's your first question. What actor played the role of Cosmo Kramer in Seinfeld?
No way I know that. Who knows that?
People who watch TV.
Who played Kramer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a name. Let me try to think of one.
This will be interesting. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Yeah, give me 5 seconds.
5 seconds. Five.
Think of a name.
Four. Three.
Harold.
Stop you right there. I'm going to stop you at Harold. Pause. Cody, do you want that one or do you want to pass?
Thank you, Jake.
I love Seinfeld.
Okay.
He is played by Michael Richards.
Wow.
Michael Richards.
Wow.
Is correct.
Yeah. And that is actually a fairly common name.
Yeah.
Let's just put me away here, Cody. I'd appreciate
it.
Cody,
this is for the predictable route today.
Yeah.
Sweep.
Just please get this, okay? Let's just get this.
All right, Cody, for the route, the sweep. Last question. What actor played the role of Barney Stinson in How I Met Your Mother?
Oh.
Come on, Cody. Dig deep.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. NPH. Neil Patrick Harris.
NPH.
That, my friend, was a blowout.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Good job, Cody.
A blowout. Cody, congrats. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling in. And call in down the road. All right, Cody.
Thank you,
gone.
Cody. Here's
Cody's
the deal.
Just like a silent
here's
win.
Yeah, here's the deal. Now, I got to be careful doing what I just did. If my AD's listening, just...
You said, put me out of my misery. Is that what
yeah,
you told
her? Yeah, exhorting the opponent to beat me. That's not a great look. That's not a great look. That's not a great competitive look.
No.
Cody, good job.
Yeah, we'll get
what
Cody her, the bagels from courtesy of Bagels of Joe, and we'll get them to via Eagle Delivery, the official courier of 93.7 The Ticket, Eagle Delivery. Okay, your last question, Sid.
Eagle
was,
Delivery, very reliable.
Yes. What actor plays the role of Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
No idea. I know who I can see him. If he walked in the ticket, I would know who he is.
But you would not know his
but
name.
I wouldn't be able to greet him with his name.
You're like, hey, guy. Yeah. Hey, Saul. Hey, Saul.
Hey, champ.
You would drop a hey, champ.
Hey,
on
sport.
Him. If I said the name Bob Odenkirk, would you say
nope.
You heard that?
Nope.
That's him.
Really? Are you messing with me?
No,
or is that
Bob
really his name?
Odenkirk is his
name.
That's
his name.
You want to guess
people
how.
People know this stuff?
You want to know how old he is?
Yeah, Odenkirk. Now, hold on. I can do
you
this.
You can look at him and see how
yeah,
old
yeah,
he
yeah.
is, right?
Odenkirk. Now, let me think about it. I'm thinking. What, okay, he was in Breaking Bad. What else? Oh, Better
and,
Call
and,
Saul.
Yeah, the spinoff, Better Call Saul.
Yeah. He's about my age. I mean, he's probably 55.
He's 59.
Oh, he's a little older.
He's older than
Gee,
you.
He held up better.
He's aging gracefully,
yeah.
isn't he?
Yeah, he's. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Huh. Odenkirk.
Well, congrats to Cody. We'll get
Odenkirk's 59?
Yes.
God, he does not look 59,
well,
does he?
You would have guessed 55. I mean, it's 4 years difference. I mean, come on.
That's sort of heartening to me. Like, that makes me feel like 59, you're not going to be able to tell the difference when I'm 59 to now? Hopefully not.
We'll see how it goes. You got 4 years to see what it looks like.
I got 4 years to deteriorate.
We should take a picture right now and then in a year, you know, 4 years from this exact moment.
Okay.
See what it looks like.
Okay.
We'll wrap things up with DP and Jay for the spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1 pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.